Triple negative breast cancer gets first real alternative to chemo as AstraZeneca Daiichi drug wins approval. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemine AI Hyde. And number 9,650, the FDA approved AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo and #X27S Datraway on May 25, 2026, as a first-line treatment for triple negative breast cancer, marking the antibody drug conjugate and #X27S third approval in 18 months. Datraway demonstrated a 43% reduction in disease progression or death versus chemotherapy, with median progression-free survival of 10.8 months against 5.6 months and overall survival of 23.7 months versus 18.7 months. AstraZeneca paid Daiichi Sankyo $1 billion upfront in 2020 for Datraway rights, with an additional $5 billion tied to regulatory and commercial milestones, with peak sales estimates ranging from $3 billion to $5 billion annually. Datraway and #X27S approval positions it ahead of Gilead Sciences and #X27, Trodelvy, which showed only a 38% reduction in disease progression or death with a median progression-free survival of 9.7 months in the same patient population. AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo just claimed the high ground in triple-negative breast cancer, and the battlefield dynamics in oncology's hottest drug class are shifting fast. The FDA cleared Datraway on May 25, 2026, as a first-line treatment for triple-negative breast cancer, marking the antibody drug conjugate's third approval in 18 months and positioning it ahead of Gilead Sciences' competing TROP2 targeting therapy in a market where targeted options remain scarce. The regulatory decision hands AstraZeneca a significant edge in the estimated $2 billion-plus TNBC market, where chemotherapy and Merck's Keytruda immunotherapy have dominated first-line treatment but leave substantial patient populations without effective options. Datraway demonstrated a 43% reduction in disease progression or death versus chemotherapy in Phase 3 testing, with median progression-free survival of 10.8 months against 5.6 months for chemo and overall survival reaching 23.7 months versus 18.7 months. The objective response rate hit 64% compared to 30% for chemotherapy, data presented at the European Society of Medical Oncology meeting last fall. Frank Van Leeuwen, writing for MedCity News, noted the approval brings a new targeted therapy to patients that's positioned at an advantage over a Gilead Sciences product from the same class of medicines. For context, TNBC represents roughly 15% of all breast cancers but accounts for a disproportionate share of mortality due to its aggressive nature and lack of targetable hormone receptors. The disease disproportionately affects younger women and African American patients. Until now, treatment options beyond chemotherapy have been limited to immunotherapy combinations, which exclude patients who don't meet eligibility criteria. Datraway's approval opens a new treatment avenue for this population, particularly those ineligible for Keytruda. The ADC economics behind the approval: the numbers tell the deal story. AstraZeneca paid Daiichi Sankyo $1 billion upfront in 2020 to secure rights to DS-1062, which became Datraway. That followed a 2019 alliance on Enhertu, a HER2-targeting ADC that has since become a blockbuster. The Datraway collaboration structure ties an additional $5 billion to regulatory and commercial milestones, and the TNBC approval represents meaningful progress toward those payouts. Datraway's rapid march through indications, landing three FDA approvals since late 2024, validates the platform economics of antibody-drug conjugates. The drug secured approval first for HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer, then for EGFR-mutated non-small cell lung cancer, and now TNBC. Each indication expands the addressable market and justifies the scale of AstraZeneca's investment. Peak sales estimates for Datraway across all approved indications now range from $3 billion to $5 billion annually, per consensus analyst projections. The TNBC approval carries accelerated status, based on objective response rate and duration of response. Continued approval requires confirmatory trial data, but the progression-free survival and overall survival advantages shown in the Phase 3 trial provide strong foundational evidence. This regulatory pathway mirrors strategies used across the ADC class, where dramatic tumor response rates in difficult-to-treat cancers warrant faster regulatory action. Gilead's TROP2 problem: Gilead Sciences now faces a positioning challenge. The company's Trodelvy won TROP2 targeting ADC approval for TNBC in 2020, initially as a third-line or later treatment. Gilead has worked to move the drug earlier in treatment lines, and Phase 3 data presented at the same ESMO meeting showed a 38% reduction in disease progression or death risk in patients ineligible for immunotherapy. Trodelvy's median progression-free survival reached 9.7 months versus 6.9 months for chemotherapy, but overall survival data were not yet mature at the time of presentation. The comparison favors Datroway on two dimensions. First, the 43% risk reduction versus 38% provides a numerical edge, though cross-trial comparisons carry limitations. Second, Datroway's mature overall survival data, showing a 5-month median improvement, offers prescribing oncologists clearer evidence of clinical benefit. Gilead's lack of mature OS data at the time of Datroway's approval creates a temporary information asymmetry that AstraZeneca will exploit in market positioning. Commercial dynamics will hinge on pricing, reimbursement strategy, and real-world evidence generation. ADC therapies typically command premium pricing given manufacturing complexity and clinical differentiation from chemotherapy. If both drugs price comparably, treatment algorithms will favor the agent, with stronger efficacy signals. AstraZeneca's broader ADC portfolio and established commercial infrastructure in oncology provide additional competitive advantages. The broader oncology approval wave Datroway's approval arrived amid a concentrated burst of cancer drug regulatory decisions in May 2026. B1 Medicines secured approval for Beqalzi in mantle cell lymphoma, targeting the same BCL2 protein as AbbVie and Genentech's blockbuster Venclexta but with intended safety advantages. Arvinas and Pfizer's Veppanu won approval for ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancers with ESR1 mutations, marking the first approval in the targeted protein degradation class. Rigel Pharmaceuticals paid $85 million upfront for global Veppanu rights and will handle commercialization. AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo also expanded Enhertu's label with two new breast cancer indications, neoadjuvant treatment for HER2-positive stage 2 or 3 disease and adjuvant treatment for patients with residual invasive disease post-surgery. Partner Therapeutics broadened Bizengri's approval to cholangiocarcinoma driven by NRG1 gene fusions, adding to the fusion protein's existing pancreatic adenocarcinoma and NSCLC indications. Taiho Pharmaceuticals and Covi gained approval alongside Venclexta for newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia, expanding beyond its original myelodysplastic syndrome indication. The clustering of oncology approvals in late May reflects both FDA prioritization of cancer therapeutics and the maturation of novel mechanisms, particularly ADCs and targeted protein degradation platforms. The agency's willingness to grant accelerated approvals based on response rate and durability signals, while requiring confirmatory studies, has accelerated capital deployment into these modalities. Regulatory context: the FDA's parallel healthcare push the same week Datroway secured approval, the FDA cleared Hepcludex as the first treatment for chronic hepatitis delta virus infection in adults. The May 22, 2026 decision fills what Wendy Carter, acting director of the Office of Infectious Diseases in FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, called a critical gap in care for patients with chronic HDV infection, who until now have had no FDA-approved therapies available. Hepcludex demonstrated a 48% combined response rate at week 48 versus 2% for delayed treatment in the Phase 3 MER-301 trial, with undetectable HDV RNA rates reaching 50% by week 144. The approval underscores FDA's continued emphasis on rare and difficult-to-treat diseases, a trend that benefits both large pharmaceutical companies with diversified portfolios and specialized biotech firms targeting underserved indications. The FDA's May 2026 activity occurred against the backdrop of the 79th World Health Assembly, where member states established a joint process to support reforms of the global health architecture. Separately, the WHO Director General declared the Ebola Bundibugyo virus epidemic in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern on May 17, 2026, though it did not meet pandemic emergency criteria. These developments highlight the dual-track nature of global health priorities, addressing immediate infectious disease threats while building regulatory frameworks for complex therapeutics like ADCs and targeted protein degradation platforms. Deal flow implications for oncology mergers and acquisitions: the AstraZeneca-Daiichi Sankyo collaboration model, now validated across multiple approvals and indications, sets the template for future ADC partnerships. The structure: upfront capital against milestone-based earnouts totaling up to $6 billion across both Enhertu and Datroway, aligns incentives while allowing the biotech partner to retain economics tied to clinical and commercial success. For institutional capital, the message is clear: ADC platforms with demonstrated clinical differentiation command premium valuations. Companies with validated linker payload technology, antibody engineering capabilities, and manufacturing scale will attract acquirer interest. Potential targets include firms with TROP2, HER2, or other validated targets in earlier development stages, as well as companies with novel payload chemistries that could overcome resistance mechanisms. The Rigel Arvinas Pfizer transaction structure on Veppanu offers a different archetype: the royalty plus commercial rights deal. Rigel's $85 million upfront payment for a first-in-class targeted protein degradation drug suggests acquirers see value in commercialization expertise separate from drug development capabilities. This creates opportunities for smaller biotech firms to monetize late-stage assets without building full commercial infrastructure. Cross-indication label expansions, as demonstrated by Enhertu's neoadjuvant and adjuvant approvals, represent another value creation pathway. Drugs that secure initial approvals in metastatic settings can systematically move earlier in treatment algorithms, expanding patient populations and revenue potential. This dynamic favors multi-indication development strategies over single-indication bets. The Plaquemine view AstraZeneca's TNBC approval matters less for the immediate revenue impact, which will take quarters to materialize, than for what it signals about competitive moats in next-generation oncology. The company now operates the broadest ADC franchise in the industry, with two distinct platforms targeting different cancer mechanisms and multiple approved indications across both. This portfolio breadth creates strategic optionality that pure-play ADC developers cannot match. The real competitive advantage lies in AstraZeneca's ability to generate real-world evidence across indications faster than rivals. With Enhertu established in HER2-positive disease and Datroway now covering TROP2-expressing cancers, the company can build comparative effectiveness data, refine patient selection algorithms, and optimize sequencing strategies before competitors reach equivalent scale. This evidence generation becomes its own barrier to entry. Gilead's Trodelvy positioning challenge illustrates the winner-take-most economics emerging in targeted oncology. Being first to approval matters, but being first to generate mature overall survival data in head-to-head settings matters more. Trodelvy's 2020 approval gave Gilead a 3-year head start, but Datroway's superior phase 3 outcomes and faster path to first-line approval may allow AstraZeneca to leapfrog market share. In premium-priced oncology, clinical differentiation of even modest magnitude, 43% versus 38% risk reduction, can drive disproportionate commercial outcomes through formulary positioning and treatment guideline inclusion. The broader implication for mergers and acquisitions, oncology assets with differentiated clinical profiles and validated mechanisms will trade at premiums reflecting winner-take-most market structures, not traditional peak sales multiples. A drug showing 40% improvement over standard of care in a $2 billion indication may capture 60% to 70% market share, not the 30% to 40% share that old models assume. This reality should drive higher valuations for phase 3 stage assets with strong interim data. We see three near-term catalysts. First, real-world evidence from Datroway's commercial launch will clarify the magnitude of its advantage over Trodelvy and chemotherapy. If durability of response exceeds trial data, market share consolidation will accelerate. Second, confirmatory trial readouts required for full FDA approval will either cement Datroway's position or create reimbursement headwinds if results disappoint. Third, emerging resistance mechanisms to TROP2-targeted ADCs will drive demand for next-generation payloads and combination strategies, creating acquisition targets among earlier-stage developers. The capital deployment question for institutional investors: does AstraZeneca's ADC dominance justify a premium valuation multiple, or have recent approvals already been priced in? Our view: the market underestimates the cumulative commercial value of systematic label expansions across the ADC portfolio. Each new indication approved for either Enhertu or Datroway expands manufacturing scale requirements, strengthens negotiating position with payers, and deepens institutional relationships with oncology centers. These network effects compound over time, making the ADC franchise more valuable than some of parts peak sales models suggest. So what AstraZeneca's third Datroway approval in 18 months confirms what the oncology mergers and acquisitions market has suspected: antibody-drug conjugates represent the most valuable modality in solid tumors for the next 5 years, and AstraZeneca owns the most defensible position in the category. The TNBC decision hands the company a significant commercial advantage over Gilead in a market desperate for targeted alternatives to chemotherapy. For dealmakers, the lesson is straightforward. ADC platforms with validated targets, demonstrated manufacturing capability, and clinical data showing meaningful improvements over standard of care will command billion-dollar upfront payments and multi-billion-dollar milestone structures. The AstraZeneca-Daiichi Sankyo collaboration, now delivering on its economic promise across multiple indications, sets the valuation benchmark. Gilead faces a strategic fork: invest aggressively in Trodelvy clinical programs to generate head-to-head superiority data, or acknowledge TNBC market share loss and refocus the franchise on indications where it maintains advantage. Half measures will cede the category to AstraZeneca. The broader competitive dynamic, premium assets in winner-take-most markets justifying premium valuations, will define oncology mergers and acquisitions through 2027. The confirmatory trial data for Datroway's accelerated TNBC approval will arrive within 18 to 24 months. That readout will either solidify AstraZeneca's leadership or create an opening for Gilead to reclaim positioning. Until then, the capital markets will price in AstraZeneca's current advantage, and biotech firms with novel ADC payloads or complementary mechanisms will see inbound interest from both strategic acquirers and financial sponsors looking for exposure to the category's growth trajectory. The oncology arms race just accelerated, and the winners will be those who moved earliest and fastest into validated mechanisms with differentiated clinical profiles.